From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against aggression.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, which holds the rotating Security Council presidency this month. In Washington, President Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure on Pyongyang a day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump said China is helping and the U.S. would like to have Russia's help. When asked if he supports talks with North Korea without precondition, Trump said, "We're going to see what happens with North Korea." Authorities in Indonesia say at least one person died and at least five others are reported injured when a 6.5 magnitude earthquake rocked the capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday. The person who died was trapped in one of several buildings, disaster relief officials say collapsed in western Java. Authorities are still assessing the damage and looking for other possible victims from the quake, which struck just before midnight local time. Authorities issued a tsunami warning for sections of coastline surrounding Java, but no tsunami had been detected. Indonesia sits on the Ring of Fire, a seismically active line of faults in the Pacific Ocean where many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump resumed his bashing Friday of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe and left open the possibility of a presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents. Earlier this month, Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the federal agents and has agreed to cooperate with special counsel investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. The president has repeatedly called the Russian investigation a witch hunt.
I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election.
Earlier this year, the U.S. intelligence community released a report that stated Russia had meddled in the election, showing a preference for Trump over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Four Palestinians were killed and hundreds wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories amid more fallout following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Clashes came after Gaza's ruling Hamas group called for another day of rage against Trump's announcement last week. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. Trump's announcement has put a strain on diplomatic relations with Palestine, the Palestinian officials, that is. They've canceled a scheduled meeting with the vice president, who is set to visit the area next week. Mexico's Congress approved a law Friday that enshrines the use of the army in the country's long war against drug cartels. The vote overriding protests from the United Nations rights body and activists who fear it will encourage abuses by the military. The Working Party Senator Miguel Barbosa is part of the opposition. He says the army has been fighting organized crime for 12 years and we have not seen things resolved. But on to the contrary, and now, with an unconstitutional legal framework, they will have a much greater presence in daily life. Supporters of the legislation say it will set clear rules that limit the use of soldiers to fight crime. And two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. The Ebola survivors blame a lack of resources provided by the government for their infection and for the deaths of many of their co-workers. More than 3,000 people died in Sierra Leone from Ebola. The plaintiffs are seeking financial compensation and acknowledgement that their rights were violated. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.